Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely blessed day today. I'm sure if you guys haven't already seen this, crazy stuff yesterday up in New York. I've been trying to figure out and make just kind of figure out exactly what in the world's happened up there. You guys already probably may have seen this, but the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio declared a public health emergency and essentially is requiring all people living in four Brooklyn zip codes to receive the MMR vaccine if they have not received so already within 48 hours. This was done yesterday afternoon, or risk criminal and civil penalties is what they're saying here. They said you may be given a violation and fined up to $1,000 for not receiving a vaccine. This is just days after the New York Supreme Court, as I talked on earlier, struck down the ban on unvaccinated children in Rockland County, New York, after declaring a state of emergency. This is absolutely bizarre to me. This couldn't be any more clear-cut that there is clear and sufficient evidence now that they are trying to push mandated vaccines on the population. The fact that this happened just a few days after the Rockland County Supreme Court turned this down up there and said, no, this is unlawful, this is unconstitutional, you can't start quarantining people because they haven't been vaccinated and allow everybody else to run wild. Now they're mandating this with essentially almost at gunpoint, because if you don't get it, you're going to be fined and you're going to have civil fines, and if you don't pay those fines, then they're going to hold you contempt of court, then they're going to put a search warrant out for your arrest because you didn't pay your fines, then you're going to go to jail. So they're saying they're not taking people to jail over this. Don't pay that $1,000 fine and see what happens if you go to jail or not. This is just some crazy stuff, and even Andrew Cuomo is now putting the notion out there that they are going to fight this as far as they're going to fight anybody that's against it. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that it may be legally questionable whether people can be forced to get vaccinated. However, they are going to fight it. He said, do we have the right? Does society and government have the right to say you must vaccinate your child even if it violates your religious belief? That's an issue that I'm sure is going to be questioned, and we're going to go down that path. So New York beta testing it. This is exactly what they want to do, is see how far they can go to get people to comply with forced vaccinations. That unbelievable. I was shocked when I saw this yesterday. I did not expect them in the same state to do this, even this much more aggressive, after that Supreme Court judge ruled that Rockland County was not allowed to do this.
Well, what's interesting about all of this is the primary areas of the zip codes are the Jewish communities. Now you think, well, what the heck does that mean? What does it have to do, what did the Jews have to do with immunizations? Well, let me step back for one second. Number one, the areas of higher affluence in higher education and higher IQ scores have the lowest vaccination rates. Now you say, why? Why would the smart people not vaccinate their children? Well, because it's kind of simple, because they read books and they read literature and they read, you know, contrary arguments to vaccines, and they try to figure out why one in 40 children have autism. They're trying to figure that out. And they look at the numbers and they say, you know, about 600 people died, in the period of a couple of years from the vaccines. Another 600 were rendered basically impaired, damaged from it, and only two people died. One of them was a young child who had basically a problem with cancer already, was getting a bone marrow transport, and the other guy was like an 80-something-year-old Israeli who came over to the United States, caught the measles, and died. So we had two people die, and over 700 die for, right at 700 die from the vaccine. Another 700, basically approximately, had all kinds of diseases from it, or basically impaired permanently for it. And you have the vaccine compensation fund. So the reality is, Austin, is they're using live vaccine for the mumps, measles, and that gets shed. The body sheds it off and it gets into the intestinal tract, and you become a carrier and you start transmitting the disease. They're injecting you with live vaccine like they do with the polio. And so what ends up happening is you start getting these groups of people who have already been vaccinated who end up then with the measles. And then you end up with a huge influx of illegals, which, you know, New York loves their illegals, and they bring them all in and they haven't been vaccinated. And these people at that point then are also susceptible to getting the measles and also susceptible to transmitting the virus. But in the meantime, the people that are running around in these Jewish communities who have really good health habits and health standards and are very affluent, and they've realized that they don't want to be vaccinated, they're being targeted. Now, here's the problem with all of this. New York is run by the Jews. I mean, everybody knows that. This is not like we're making this up. It's a huge Jewish city. And the Jews know what happened to them in the concentration camps in Germany when they were forced to take medication via the water, via fluoride, and other types of drugs that make them servile and infertile. In fact, the Nuremberg trials talked about the forced drugging of the masses of people who were, you know, locked up or in detention, and how it was illegal and you couldn't force people to take medication. So he's right. This is going to open up a whole can of worms as far as what can and can't be done. And what they're trying to do, again, is set precedent. They always try to set precedent. If you go to our website, we posted an article about a precedent case of how you can avoid vaccinations using the precedent we put on the website. You need to read through that when you get a chance. It's posted on the Health Masters news site. And we need to understand that this is a multi-tiered thing that is going on right now. To me, it seems stupid to hit the most affluent Jewish communities in New York City, in the areas where they don't want to vaccinate, with the highest educated population, who aren't going to take it. They're going to fight. And so it's odd, because you know if you got 1 in 40 kids coming down with autism in New Jersey, the government owns statistics like 1 in 60. It used to be 1 in 100,000. Now it's like 1 in 60. There's a problem, and nobody's willing to address the problem. And the reason, and again, we've talked about this so many times on our show, Austin, is that when Reagan gave them blanket immunity to produce crap as far as for vaccines and injected in people, I mean, with every known adjuvant known to man, it's ridiculous what they put in these vaccines now. You end up with these horrible death rates of, you know, children who basically die from SIDS immediately after the MMR vaccine, which is one of the primary vaccines that have been linked to SIDS. And you end up with all these other kids that are having all these neurological problems and damages from the vaccines. And then all of a sudden you get these well-educated people that have basically concrete rational thought. They have critical thinking skills, that they're saying, well, you know, if we're not sure what causes autism, what the H-E-double-six are we doing taking this vaccine? That's what they're thinking. We don't want to do it. I mean, if we have a chance of having our child becoming permanently disabled, why would we do that? And that's what happens. And that's, in fact, it's funny right now, because there's a really good article that someone sent me this morning. I believe it was Brad, and it was talking about critical thinking skills, or maybe ManCal. And it said how to teach your children to be critical. Now, it's not talking about being negative. There's a difference between critical and being negative. Here's the difference. If every time you see anything happen, it's always negative. Well, that always happens to me. I try my best, and this always happens to me. I can't believe this. And every time you hear somebody give you a solution to a problem, I can't do it that way, blah, blah, blah. But you never have your own solution. That's negative thinking. That's different. But if someone says to you, jump off this roof, you'll be fine. You'll sprout wings like an eagle and you'll fly. You're like, what are you, on drugs? What's wrong with you, man? Oh, no, 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 no. You'll be fine. Just sprout wings like an eagle and you'll float away. Do a Leonard Skinner song. And they go, no, I don't think so. He was pretty stoned when he wrote that song. I don't really think I want to do any of that. And they go, well, no, 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 no. You have to do that. That's critical thinking skills. Now, it goes a step beyond that in Maslow's hierarchy of needs to concrete rational thought. When you really start thinking through what you're involved in and what the consequences are going to be. Let me give you an example. If you're dating a drug addict, right? I'm going to get real personal here with you guys. Or let's say you're dating a whore. The whore could be a man or a female. Doesn't make a difference either way. You're dating someone of ill repute who can't keep their pants zipped or keep their skirt pulled down. And you think that they're going to change once you marry them or while they're dating you. Or they're on drugs. Yeah, you need to rethink through that. That's not really evaluating the situation properly. You say, well, that's a terrible example, Ted. Yeah, that's the one that came to my mind right now. I mean, you got to think through what you're involved in. If you're hanging out with people who are basically playing in the pig pen and they're covered with pig poop, and you start hanging out with them, chances are you're going to get some pig poop on you, whether you want to or not. You walk out there with a white suit on, white shoes, white shirt, white tie. All whited out, or a black suit, black size, whatever you want to wear, chances are you're going to get some crap on you. And this is the problem that people find now. Now we're having these people that are saying, hey, look, I don't want my children to even have a chance of coming down with autism. I don't want to destroy their life. And all of a sudden they're like, well, you can't do that anymore. You've got to be vaccinated. And I warned you and warned you and warned you, my listeners, my dear friends, and I warned all the people who said I was nuts that this was going to happen. Now they're imposing civil and criminal penalties on these people who just refuse to be vaccinated. And, you know, and a lot of people are going to comply. A lot of people will say, well, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be paying $1,000 a kid. But then a lot of people are going to say, no, I'm still not going to do it. And that's when the battle is going to start. Because sooner or later, as the government pushes this boot down harder and harder and harder, and you say, no, H-E double sticks, no, we're not doing this, they get tougher. They get tougher. Then they start doing the raids. Boom, they kick your front door down. Boom, they tie you up in zip ties. Boom, they put you on a gurney. Boom, they get a court order, and they vaccinate you against your will, against your freedom. And you say, well, they wouldn't do that. God, really, guys? Really, we wouldn't invade Iraq either, would we? We wouldn't raid Iraq for weapons of mass destruction and kill a million Iraqis with women and children and saying it was okay, it was worth it. We wouldn't do that either, would we? We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't bomb Dresden and kill almost up to – and somewhere, some people say from 100,000 to 500,000 women and children in one night, kind of like a satanic sacrifice for Winston Churchill, who was a druid. We wouldn't do that either. That's what we did. We wouldn't do that. Oh, we did it. And, you know, so we have to think through what we've already done. Would we actually work on and give syphilis to black men on purpose to see what would happen and see how they would die? Yeah, we already did that too. And heaven forbids, you don't think they'd really spray us with geoengineering and hit us with aluminum and chemtrails? You don't think they'd do that, do you? Yeah, I can look outside right now and see that. Well, that means you're a conspiracy theorist. No, it means I got pretty good vision and I'm looking up there and watching them spray. And I've tested my water twice and it had aluminum and basically aluminum and barium in it. And so what the heck, man? So if I know I got aluminum and barium in my water, it's toxic right now, why am I thinking that they're not doing it? Well, that's because you have critical thinking skills. And this is what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to think through any of this stuff. It's like I told you a couple weeks ago. Everybody was calling me up and saying, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be defeated in this Israeli election. And I said, no, he's not. He's going to win. You guys go listen to the archives. He's going to win. He'll win. And they said, why is he going to win? Why is he going to win? You know, he's horrible. He's a criminal. No, he's a Zionist. He's a Zionist, and the Rothschilds are Zionists, and the Rothschilds run Israel. It's their fiefdom. And if they want Benjamin Netanyahu to win, they're going to win. He's going to win because he's promoting their agenda. It's like Donald Trump's going to win the next election. Unless, barring some unbelievable, unforeseen circumstance, some horrible news comes out about him, that, you know, he's some kind of, well, I'm not going to say what he could be, because he might be that. I don't want to speculate. But the reality is that he's going to win the election. Why? Because he's doing what they want him to do. And see, this is what's happening right now. They're setting up the narrative, Austin, in these states, especially New York right now. Even though the Supreme Court's already ruled they can't do what they did as far as the martial law and quarantining people, it doesn't matter. They're pushing the narrative, pushing the narrative, pushing the narrative. This is what the communists do. They continually use our own system against us until they get laws in place that allow them to do freely what they want to do. So if medical martial law is what they want, it's like I talked to a friend of mine, you know, this morning, and I told him, I said, look, it was Mancow. And he asked me this morning, because I was on a show again talking about this very topic with the measles this morning, and I said to him, he goes, what's going on with this thing with the vaccines or with the measles? He said, is it because of what's happening with the immigrants coming in? Are they the ones that are causing all this? And here's my response to him. So I texted him back this morning. I said, yes and no. I said, the immigrants are a contributor. However, the measles vaccine is a live virus that will transmit the measles to another person from the person who was vaccinated, including those who've already been vaccinated. Higher IQ groups don't vaccinate as much as low IQ groups. Higher IQ groups read a lot and question the efficacy of the vaccine due to little or no testing. Plus, the 1 in 42 rate of autism has a cause. Many feel it's the adjuvants and the aluminum in the vaccines plus glyphosate or Roundup contamination of our food supplies. So, he immediately called me back and wanted me live on a show again this morning to talk about this, and I did. And then I talked about the death rates associated with this. And this is what we have to understand. All of this stuff is pre-planned. If they didn't want the measles to be a story, it wouldn't be a story. Nobody would carry it. That's a fact. Like Candace Owens yesterday got called before the Senate Judiciary hearing, of course, run by the Democrats, and it was a white nationalism hearing. And it's the biggest scandal is the Democrats are keeping minorities perpetual victims, And they were trying to twist what she was saying, including they're saying that she was openly supporting Hitler. And what ended up happening is she said, I'm not supporting Hitler. You know, if Hitler wants to do what Hitler wants to do, it's up to Hitler. But that, you know, when you take it internationally and start running around doing with other countries, that's entirely up to you. And, of course, they tried to twist everything with what she was saying. You know, she basically handed them their clock back. But, of course, Drudge didn't carry one bit of this. Drudge didn't talk about what happened with Candace Owens. Because, remember, both Breitbart and Drudge, even though Breitbart had a mention of this, but they didn't go into real detail with it, Breitbart and Drudge are both Rothschild-controlled news media, just like the AP Wire. This morning, you know, I had a pastor friend of mine. I had sent an article to him from a major news site, and the guy had some really good information on the news site. And the pastor basically came back in, and he asked Austin, and he told me, he says, you got to think through. This is a very anti-Christian comment that they're making, an anti-Jewish comment they're making in this website. And, you know, you got to think through, what are they doing? And he said, another thing, he says, you got to ask, you know, who in the world is paying these people? Who in the world pays these people to do this kind of research, to come up with this type of information? And basically, who do they work for? And so it's interesting to me when you actually watch this and you see what's happening and you kind of go, well, you know, it's just one of those things that people realize that, you know, we've got a lot of news out there that's being skewed. In other words, you got 80% of it telling you the truth, and then the other 20% is absolutely horrible. And this is who these guys are. This is what they do. And the sad part about it is that when you stop and you look at it, Austin, and you think, well, is it overall good? Not necessarily, because if that, you know, that's why the Bible warns you, you know, this whole thing, a little bit of leaven works its way through the whole loaf. In other words, what does that mean? That means when you start putting weird stuff in here and you start doing weird stuff here, what ends up happening is you start getting into a situation where the media in itself becomes the propaganda arm, even if it's telling 80% truth, because it causes so much confusion. And that's exactly what they're doing right now with this vaccination. The biggest story is what I covered last week. It's not the measles, it's the mumps. The mumps cause sterility. The mumps is always also in the MMR vaccine, but nobody's talking about the mumps. We have that one ship that was isolated because of the mumps outbreak, but nobody's talking about the mumps are the real problem. Measles don't cause infertility and sterility in men. Mumps do. And nobody wants to talk about the mumps. That's why nobody's bringing the mumps up on any of this stuff. And we're moving the narrative over to the measles instead of the mumps. And the sad part about it is they're preventing us from seeing the narratives. Why are we vaccinating at all? And why are we using live viruses? Because these live viruses can cause what's called shedding and cause these people to become carriers and basically give this stuff to the general population. What do you think, Oz?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, and like you said earlier, just one thing that, I mean, people have to understand. There's been zero measles death this year, last year, the year before that. You can go back to the CDC and they confirm that the actual death from measles was in 2003 or 2002 with an infant, essentially a young child, and also to an older person. So these are things that nobody's wanted to address. This isn't a pandemic. We're not dealing with, oh, we've had 150,000 casualties in the last week from this. It's not that. That, okay, yeah, we got to talk about it. We start dealing with hundreds of thousands of dead corpses from a disease. We can't figure out what to do. Yeah, we got to start figuring out what we're doing with a quarantine standpoint. This isn't that. There's been a couple hundred cases in the entire United States, period. And in my opinion, from a lot of the other research, as Dad said as well, probably half of those are from the MMR vaccine, from the virus shedding in the person that got the vaccine, or them shedding the virus onto somebody else with the mutated virus. So you got to look at the facts. You got to look at the truth. But again, this is all going back down to testing the waters, as we talked about yesterday, beta testing, doing a full-blown psychological operation on the United States population. This isn't chance that this happened 2 days after the federal court judge turned this down in Rockland County. This isn't chance at all. They have to push this narrative in order to get the mandatory vaccinations. There's a reason why UPS has gone into business with GlaxoSmithKline and Merck in order to transport vaccines all over the country to allow nurses to pick the vaccines up and go to houses and distribute them and administer them to individuals at the end run. There's a reason why this is going on. They're planning on getting this together. They're seeing what they can do county by county, city by city, state by state. Perfect example of Colorado now. If you live in Colorado, you really need to contact your House members, your Senate, everybody in Colorado right now. They are absolutely bent on pushing HB 1312. Which is an all-out assault on personal, religious, and medical relief or belief exemptions for vaccinations. The bill requires health department to mandate all vaccines routinely recommended by the CDC and allow the health department to mandate any other FDA-approved vaccines in Colorado. Now, what they're doing is, this is slick. This is real slick. I want you guys to listen to this, what they're doing in Colorado. This is why it's so important you always understand, anytime registration of something important, such as your health or your vaccine status or your firearms, when you start seeing registration of these topics, be very, very cautious on whether or not you want to comply to them with a constitutional legal standpoint. What they're doing now, the same thing they've tried to do in other states with gun registration, so they can later on confiscate them. This HB 1312 bill, what it does is it requires anyone using a religious or belief exemption to submit the exemption in person to the Colorado Department of Public Health. On a form developed by the Colorado Department of Public Health, the form has to be signed by a representative of the department. Okay, so you go, so I basically have to go in person, give them the exemption, get it signed off. That's cool. Got it. Okay. Here's where they're getting everybody. It also will require all physicians and personal assistants who write the medical exemptions to submit that medical exemption to the tracking system. Subsequent renewals of the exemption every year. Hold on a second. What did you say there? Renewal of exemptions every year, meaning you're going to have to go in every single year in person to the Colorado Department of Public Health, get your form signed again to get permission to get your exemption approved. Every year, the subsequent renewal of exemptions will have to be submitted to the Colorado Department of Public Health. It requires the Colorado Department of Public Health to submit religious or personal belief exemptions data to the online tracking system, meaning they are going to monitor you every single year to make sure you're filling out your good little form like a good little slave to get your good little exemption. What they also do is they require all medical practitioners to submit the vaccine and medical exemption data to the tracking system as well. They're going to keep track of everything you do with these exemptions. They're going to wait for you to slip up. Then they're going to go in and they're going to fine you. They're going to say, by the way, these are mandated. These are mandated vaccines. You didn't get your exemption this year. You didn't get your exemption. We're going to ahead and fine you now. $1,000 fine. Until you go get your exemption again, you're going to go, oh my gosh. And then some people are going to go, no, I'm not going to pay a fine. I'm not getting an exemption anymore. I'm done with this. I'm not going to pay money and have to fill out a paperwork every single year. And they're going to say, okay, that's okay. Okay, you go do that. Then they're going to make an example out of them. They're going to come in and they're going to say, this individual hasn't paid their fine. Again, they're in contempt of court. Oh, they have a warrant for their arrest. Oh, they have a warrant for their arrest. That gives us the right to use a SWAT team on them. Oh, yes, it does. Here we go. Now we're going to send an 18-man fire team into their house, kick in their front door with a flashbang, arrest them, seize their children, and send them to Child Protective Services, all because they haven't paid their fine and they're in contempt of court. And, by the way, they have not filled out their required exemption forms every single year, so they're derelict parents, and Child Protective Services will now seize their children permanently, and they will make a national debacle out of it and say, we have anti-vaxxers in the house. They're derelict parents. They're not vaccinating their children. They're not paying their fines. They're not following orders that we've demanded they do in Colorado. We're arresting them, we're swatting their house, we're seizing their children, and we're fining them to kingdom come, and we're issuing no bond. They're not going to be able to bond out either, by the way, because they're basically in contempt of court, and they violated that. Oh, okay. Tell me it can't happen. It's happening on almost every single other topic that we've seen now, guys. We have people having their houses raided to have their firearms taken away because their family member or one of their relatives said they may be a threat or we don't like their political ideology they have. Oh, that can't happen. Already happened in Maryland. Oh, and the homeowner got killed. He got executed by a law enforcement officer because he refused to give up his firearms and he broke no laws in carrying in his house. This is the step that is starting to go down the road, so everybody has to understand. You got to figure out where you're going to set a line in the sand. This thing in New York is not over with. That $1,000 fine, by the way, a lot of people are going to pay it. They're going to say, no, not going to comply with this. I'll pay the $1,000 fine. But you're going to have some people that aren't going to pay it, and they're going to make sure they make an example out of them in New York. What happens when you don't pay your fine to the almighty government, when you don't get your mandated vaccine that the almighty government demands you take, and what happens when you don't follow orders and lick the boot like they tell you to do? When they tell you to do it, they will make an example out of them in New York and make sure the entire city watches as their house is raided because they did not pay the fine. That's the issue that people don't understand with fines. When you don't pay them, I've seen people go to jail for not paying toll tickets. They did not pay a toll ticket. They never got the paperwork. They ended up moving. That toll ticket escalated, ended up going to the Florida Department of Transportation, ended up going into a criminal matter because the toll continued to escalate to almost a $500 toll. Then it went to the department. Then the department issued out a letter for it. It was not paid. Then the state of Florida issued a warrant because unpaid toll violations, and they were not complying with Florida state law. They got pulled over for running a stop sign, went to jail and went to Bartow and had to bond out with a $500 bond because they did not pay a toll ticket almost 2 years prior. Tell me it can't happen. I've seen it happen for the most minute, minuscule topics you've ever contemplated. So believe there is an agenda to pushing this. And like Dad said too, nobody's talking about the mumps. Oh, but imagine that. The measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. It's the MMR vaccine. There's a reason why they coupled the mumps with the measles. There's a reason why they put the rubella with the mumps and the measles. There's a reason why the measles haven't had a single death since 2003, yet we're saying it's some type of epidemic in the United States, and we're demanding that one of the most toxic vaccines ever tested, even reported by the CDC that it was directly linked to autism after the research was completely and totally scrubbed, turned down, and shredded. Per their own people that work for CDC that reported this, they're saying now, oh, it's completely safe. You need to go get the MMR vaccine. It's fine. It's mandated now. You've got to get it in 48 hours. We're fining you. By the way, $1,000 fine? That's a lot of money for not taking a shot. That's a significant fine. $1,000 is a lot of money, especially to some people. So they're planning on doing this either by compliance from not being able to pay for it or by people rejecting it and paying the fine because they don't have to pay. They basically have the means to pay the fine to see what the population is going to do on a small scale when a city comes in and demands that you take a shot against your will and you get vaccinated because they demand you do so. It was interesting because when I saw the mayor, de Blasio, when he was on, he did this big news conference yesterday, and he had this huge sign. I don't know if you guys saw this. You watched the video of it. Huge sign. I mean, it was probably 4 or 5 feet tall by about 12 feet wide. Big, bold letters, all bold, like he's yelling at you. Don't wait, period. Vaccinate, period. Then he had the sign again further down, a smaller sign on the front of his desk when he was talking. I could not have come up with a more aggressive propaganda psyop routine. The rhetoric was so strong. As soon as I saw the photo, I went, oh my gosh. This is insane how aggressive this is. Don't wait, vaccinate. Demanding that you vaccinate against your will because they tell you to. Notice, they didn't say, we suggest you vaccinate letters. It said, do not wait. Do not wait. What happens if I wait? That's the question. They're making a statement, right? I'm asking a question to their statement. What happens if I do not wait? You're going to be fined. You vaccinate now, you do not wait, you follow orders, and you comply with what we tell you, or we're going to fine you and probably jail you at a certain point in time in the future. This is bizarre, but the medical tyranny that we have talked about for years is now starting to come full circle right in front of us, and us as Americans, we have a very, very, very important decision to make right now, because this is not going to stop in New York. This isn't going to stump with the measles and mumps vaccine. This isn't going to stop statewide. This is going to spread just like every single other tyrannical law has spread throughout this country over the last 20 to 30 years. It is going to be pushed harder and harder and harder, and we have to figure out where our line is in the sand and how far we're willing to go to not allow ourselves to submit to medical martial law, Dad.
You know, Austin, you're absolutely right, and I've seen it over and over and over again with how they creep this stuff in. I mean, if you think, now listen to me, friends, if you think Donald Trump's going to save you from this, he put Gottlieb in as the head of the FDA, GlaxoSmithKline. I mean, he put one of the top vaccine pushers in the world into GlaxoSmithKline. And then GlaxoSmithKline, then Gottlieb wanted to start having mandatory forced vaccinations, and immediately he was replaced because it went against the narrative too quickly. Listen to what they say, what they're planning on doing. They always tell you what they're going to do. They do it. They tell you. If you read Mein Kampf, if you can choke through that mess, I've tried to read it. I can't get through it several times. It's awful. If you read that, he tells you what he's planning on doing. Hitler does. They tell you in advance what they're doing. See, all this stuff is strategized. It's all planned out. Think about this for a second. You know, they're setting up UPS now to deliver vaccines and nurses in the area to come to your house and forcefully vaccinate you. How are they going to get those lists? How are they going to know who has, who is not? But like Austin said out here, now they're trying to get you to go ahead and register as a vaccine non-participant, and you've got to re-up it every single year, and if you don't, you lose your vaccine exemption. It's kind of like they're licensing you not to have a vaccination. And it's like Austin also said,
yep.
if you don't go in and do what you're supposed to do every year, now they're going to fine you or whatever, and if you don't pay the fine, it'll be like a toll violation. And again, it allows them to slowly creep in. Remember, I told you, my mom told me when she was in Germany and during World War II, if you spoke out against Hitler, they would come in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, with the Gestapo, you know, 18-man fire team, you know, or whatever it was, that's using today's vernacular, and basically bust the front door down in, tie you up, haul you off with your children, put you in a, you know, military-type vehicle, leave your car open. People know that the house is fixing to get bulldozed. They'd come take the stuff out of it. House would get bulldozed. That'd be it. Okay? And then they'd never see you again. You and your family, your Lutheran family, your Catholic family, your Christian family, your whatever relationship you had as far as faith, family, it didn't make a difference if you were Jewish or Christian. You got to hold off. You say, oh, it won't happen here. It's already happening here, guys. We talked about this the other day. And by the way, I'm getting multiple reports that my show's going, that this show right now is going off and on, off and on, off and on, off and on. Does that surprise anybody? Does that surprise anybody with what we're talking about? We have a huge platform with a huge footprint now, this show does. And we're telling you the truth. So, you know, I hope you can get it back in the archives later on and get the entire show. This is what they do. They make it go on, they make it go off. They make it go on, they make it go off. They make it work, they make it. It's all electronics. They can control everything as far as the bandwidth and everything else they're doing. See, guys, it's so important to understand that we're dealing with an invasive vampire, octopus, squid, parasite, blood sucking monster. There you go. That's a pretty good analogy. That's basically taking this planet over. And it has had control of this planet for thousands and thousands of years, the same group. But now suddenly, you know, we're waking up and we're shining a spotlight on the cockroach and we're going, I don't think we're going to do this. I think we're going to hit you with some boric acid and we're going to choke you out. You know, and so, or, you know, and so we're going to put some roach bait in the corners and get you guys. And so they don't want to be gotten. And so they've got to control the narrative. It's all about controlling the energy field around the planet and controlling the narrative. And they don't want the sheeple or the goyim or whatever you want to, or whatever you want to call the subhuman strata they think that we are. They want us to believe everything they tell us to believe. And so they, when we start questioning the narrative, they don't like it. Now, here's the problem they've run into. Enough of these folks who've had enough sense to read have stopped vaccinating kids. And I'm talking millions of people have not vaccinated their children, as far as millions of kids, you know, all over the world. And so what ends up happening is, you know, we're out there going, you know, I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid. Haven't drunk it yet. I really don't want to drink it. I think you guys kind of suck. And I don't. We don't want to drink your Kool-Aid. I think we don't want to do a Jim Jones here. We don't want to do a Guyana massacre. We don't want to have our children with autism. We don't want to drink the fluoride. We don't want to have lowered IQ rates. We don't want to drink the poison that you're putting into the water supplies. We just don't want to do any of that. We don't want you to mandate, like you've done in many areas, fluoride in bottled water. Isn't that interesting to you guys? They have fluoride in bottled water. Just thought I'd mention that. We don't want to do all that. Why do we want to put the stuff into our bodies? Shut up, sheeple. Shut up. Drink the fluoride. Put the fluoride IV back in your arm, boy. Shut up. You're like, but I don't want to do the fluoride IV. Problem is, there's too many of us awake. This show's got a huge footprint. Hagman's got a huge footprint. Sheila's got a huge footprint. Dave's got a huge footprint. Steve Quayle's got a big footprint. We're all awake. And we're all like walking around going, I don't want to be a pie. I don't want you to turn me into a chicken pie. I don't want you to do any of that to me. I want you to leave me alone and let me go freely and unmolested on my way. That's what they're scared of, Austin. They're scared of noncompliance, and they're scared that we're going to wake up just like Germany in 1933 to 35. I can't get an actual date, and I've been working on it. Some people say 33, 34, 35, when the German government threw out the international banking cartel and threw out the Rothschild boys and basically said, how about no? How about no more? How about, you know, hit the road, Jack, don't look back. We're not going to take your fiat currency anymore. And all of a sudden, the entire world turns against Germany. You say, what for? Well, you know, Germany wanted their land back from the Versailles Treaty. Now, do I think Hitler was a great guy? Absolutely not. Do I think he was a tyrant? Absolutely yes. I mean, he ended up killing the Muslims, a big portion of the population of Germany, and a whole bunch of my relatives died because of Hitler. But do I think he was a good leader as far as his leadership skills and getting the people to do what he wanted? Yeah, because he had the propaganda arm of Goebbels running behind him, just like we have right now in the United States, guys. And I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather compare anybody to Hitler would be Hillary Clinton, okay? But the reality is this. I mean, we've got to see who we're looking at. We've got to see the enemy. And we've got to realize that they're going to spin the narrative any way they possibly can. They're going to say, oh, so-and-so's nuts, so-and-so's this. I mean, yesterday we're saying Candace Owens was insulting us, saying the member of the committee was stupid. And she didn't even say that. She said, you guys think the black people are so stupid. And they interrupted her and said, you say you can't call us stupid. I'm thinking to myself, you are stupid. You can't even listen to her for a second. Think through all of this for a second. Hillary Clinton now is claiming, you know, it's like dusting off the Nazis with Candace yesterday. You grab a Nazi's corpse out of a grave that's 80 years old. Make sure he's an SS officer, probably a general, maybe a field marshal, and he's wearing his Ritterkreuz, and he's been buried now for 80 years, and he's basically a corpse with a skeleton, you know, in a uniform, and you prop him up on the stand, and you dust him off, you put a little makeup on the skeleton, you go, here he is, it's the Nazis are doing everything. The Nazis are gone, and they're gone, and they're dead, all right? But here's the thing. Hillary Clinton gets dusted off, and she's like a corpse and a skeleton, and she goes, Hillary Clinton claims Make America Great Again is a white nationalist slogan. Why? It's about the white people, guys. It's about the white people. The loser of the 26th presidential election says that we're making this slogan a white nationalist slogan. Clinton posted her proclamation to Twitter on Tuesday, together with a link to the Huffington Post story claiming that the far-right extremists have adopted Trump's red campaign hat. Guys, it ain't about the stupid hat, all right? It's not about the symbol. It's about the fact that people are waking up. A lot of people are drinking the Trump Kool-Aid. The Trump Kool-Aid. You heard me say it. You can quote me on it. It's the Trump Kool-Aid. It's the Q Kool-Aid. It's all of it. It's all the narrative that's being controlled around us. Why the world burns, you know, Nero is fiddling in Washington, D.C., being told exactly what to do. Being completely controlled. Wars in Syria. In Afghanistan, still going on. In Iraq, still going on. All over the Middle East is a massive hotbed. You know, everything happening in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu being reelected a career criminal. Nobody paying attention to that. Move on. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. And what bothers me more than anything else, whenever they do this crap, either a false flag or this measles thing now with a martial law in New York City, you kind of wonder, what the heck are these clowns doing behind our backs right now that we don't see it? Because the whole world focuses on this crap, and nobody's paying any attention to what's going on with Russia, what's going on with China, what's going on with the new world currencies, what's going on with all the other garbage that's happening, including Fukushima, the never-ending spewing reactor that never stops contaminating the Pacific Ocean and killing the wildlife. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about a non-event that's killed two people in the past 20 years with measles. Now, mind you, in third world countries, the measles is a major problem, and it kills a lot of kids. Lack of proper health care, lack of proper sanitation conditions, lack of proper medication, all of that stuff. It doesn't happen in this country. I've had the measles. Austin's had the measles. We've all had the measles. I like having measles because you get lifetime immunity to it. Guys, it's one of those things that we all need to be aware of. Pay attention now. Watch the news stories that aren't being talked about. Benjamin Netanyahu, career criminal in Israel. Nobody's talking about what's going on with Benjamin Netanyahu right now. They're all talking about measles in New York City. Oh, by the way, who runs New York? Just thought I'd mention that. What do you think, Oz?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen this weird stuff as far as with the IMF and everything else. I saw this thing earlier today. Last week, author Jose Ocampo, who was a former United Nations Undersecretary General for Economic and Social Affairs, he wrote a big article basically saying, and I quote, so we start off, said, this year the world commemorates the anniversary of two key events in the development of global monetary system. The first is the creation of the IMF. The second is the advent 50 years ago of the special drawing right, the IMF's global reserve asset, which it essentially is. The idea of the global currency is not new. The best alternative, and I'm going through some of it because he goes on to ramble about a lot of stuff, says the best alternative would be to turn the IMF into an institution fully financed and managed in its own global currency. The fund could then issue the spending rights, which is essentially their global currency, and at present, these benefits accrue only to issuers of national or regional currencies that are used internationally. The anniversaries of the IMF and the SDR in 2019 are causes for celebration, but they also represent an ideal opportunity to transform this into a true global currency that would strengthen the IMF system. Policymakers should seize it now. So just like that, again, we have more propaganda coming out about the desire for a one-world currency. And then I saw this last week. I thought this was interesting. The Super Bowl, the National Football League, or the National Felon League, you can call it that one as well, extended their partnership with Visa card. They said during this partnership renewal with the NFL through 2025, Visa is poised to do the first cashless Super Bowl. Cashless. They're planning on making it an entire cashless Super Bowl. Now, a lot of people go, I don't like the NFL. I don't like the NFL either. I don't support the Super Bowl. I don't go to them. I don't give them money. I don't watch them. But this is very crucial because this is what you have to look at right now. Usually, the most blind masses, the ones that really, really, really have no envision of what's going on, they're not awake whatsoever, they're the ones that are the huge supporters of the Super Bowl and the NFL. They're the ones that rant and rave and wear the jerseys and wear the hats and get all excited about this made-up team and this fake wrestling league that runs around, and whoever wins, wins, they believe, is the best team wins, and they don't believe that there's literally tens of billions of dollars that are bet on the Super Bowl across the country every single year, especially out of Vegas. They don't believe any of that. So they are the easiest people to manipulate into accepting a cashless society, all for their greater good and for their protection and for convenience. Well, they went on to say now, Chris Curtin, who's Visa's chief brand, said, we are working on the architect that will get us there, and it's something we are really keen on. We want everyone to experience it from head to toe with a full cashless experience, and the NFL has agreed to partner with us, making that a reality. The NFL, which re-upped with Visa on Tuesday, likes the idea of no cash for another reason. security. Oh, that's, again, it's always for security, isn't it? They say that it will make the system much more secure, and they will allow them to remove all cash from the Super Bowl arena, and everything will be on a cashless card. This is where it's headed. They have to have a beta test to get the American population. You got to remember, a lot of these Super Bowls, they'll have, what, 60, 70, 80,000 attendees sometimes at its peak. It's almost a 100,000 person beta test in one day. That's a huge, huge test subject to work out. This is a perfect place to test out the cashless system, to work out the bugs, to see how effective it is, to see all the negative aspects and the positive aspects, and how many people comply with it and don't pitch a fit. So, lest you believe they're going to a cashless society, they're working on it. And once they have that cashless society in place, they will start to bring in the one world currency, because the one world currency is going to have to be cashless. You already know that. They're not going to distribute paper notes throughout the entire world. It's never going to be done. Never going to be done. They will not do it. They want it to be cashless when they introduce it, because they're going to claim it's for security and it's for convenience. That's why it's so important that you still use cash as much as you can. A lot of people go, what's this? I don't use it. It's inconvenient. I understand that. It may be inconvenient sometimes. However, the more you use it, at least if just on certain things, it still shows on the graph curve. Because they run this on algorithms, guys. They've already seen this over in Europe now. When the population starts going into only about 10 to 20% of cash transactions, they realize that it's very, very easy to push them over, like they have in Sweden and the UK and other European countries, to start phasing out cash. Then they start coming in, they stop allowing how much money you can take out of the bank, how much money you can spend on a transaction, like they've already done over in Italy and other. Can't spend more than $5,000 on any item at one time. Wait, what? They haven't done it. They've done it over there. They're going to do it over here eventually. So keeping that demand for cash is important, because the longer we can push this off, the better we're going to be. Because I promise you guys, once they push this cashless society, you just think we're being monitored right now till that gets implemented, Dad.
Well, the cashless society is what the Bible talks about. And, you know, this is Satan's system. Yeah. Last night I spoke to a friend of mine who's a pilot. He's also a medical doctor, and he told me that he basically, you know, really wasn't understanding what was happening. And I wrote him a text, and I said, well, what's happening is these guys are about eugenics. These guys really, really want to make sure that they can destroy everything in their wake. They want to bring in their new world government. In fact, here's what I finally wrote him. I said, the plan, I said, is eugenics, a one world government, a one world religion, a one world currency. Right now, there are too many of us, or the so-called globalists believe there's too many of us. The problem is we have 100 million new births each year in third world countries, and they have stated global population should be perpetually maintained at 500 million. That means a bunch of us need to go. I said, these people are sick. They need to leave the USA, alone and teach the third world proper birth control. Well, what I was saying in a nutshell is this. They control the United States. That's why they don't leave us alone. That's why they're bringing all these third world people into the United States. Because if they bring enough third world people into the United States, they can then say measles has become a major problem. We got people dying from it. We got people dying, like Austin said in the beginning of the show. We have all these people dying here, dying there, dying everywhere. Now, whether they're really dying or not from the measles, we don't know. Because people die every year from the quote-unquote flu, but it's really not from the flu. It's really from pneumonia. And so they attribute it to the flu. And it's not the flu, it's the pneumonia that kills them. It's like they may die from something. It may have measles, but it may be something from an impaired immune system. Maybe they're undergoing chemotherapy or radiation, and their immune systems are shot. They come down with the measles and they die. See, this is the problem that they have here right now in the United States. But if they can bring in another 30 or 40 million of the unwashed masses, bringing in all of their diseases, this is going to spread. I did a show on this 6-7 years ago, and I warned everybody then under Obama. I said, we've got to stop bringing these people in who have not been screened for tuberculosis, for leprosy, for the plague, for measles, for mumps, for rubella, for all kinds of other sicknesses and diseases, dengue fever. The list goes on and on and on. They need to be quarantined, and they're not. They're not being quarantined. They're not being checked. They're being put into the general population of people in the United States that are relatively healthy. See, we as Americans, we had the ability not to vaccinate our children because the vaccination rates were high enough as far as in these other countries and other first world countries, and the hygiene was strong enough that it didn't make any difference. If you want to believe the vaccine lie about how they work and how they don't work, but the reality is the efficacy is really, really questionable. But the reality is now when we bring other people in, they can do this. Because remember, you don't know what they're injecting. How do you know they're not putting nanotags in you with the vaccines? How do you know this isn't part of the 5G system? How do you know they're not putting things into you they can't get into you efficiently through smart dust and chemtrails that they want to put into the general population so they can tie you into the 5G grid? They've got nanotag technology already, guys, and they've got it. They can inject it into you. That technology has been around for a long time. How do you know? How do you know what they're putting into the vaccination? Why would you possibly trust a country that's intentionally infected its own people with syphilis, who spray them every day like they're rats on a doggone, you know, testing ground with chemtrails, with barium and aluminum and strontium? Why would you trust anybody who's doing this to you to give you something healthy, to give you a clean vaccine that could actually build your immunity? I wouldn't trust them. I don't trust them. By the way, let's give a few more stories here. Pope Francis praises multiculturalism, and he says, migrants always bring riches. Why would I say that now? Yep, they sure do. Dengue fever, the plague, and the syphilis, gonorrhea, and also leprosy. They bring it all to us. I mean, are you kidding me? I'm not joking about any of it. Maybe he's referring to the hundreds of millions of dollars the Catholic Church receives for its refugee resettlement programs. Yeah, maybe. Pope Francis is the most pro-Islamic subjugated pope in modern history. Yet they still threaten to kill us, the ones we're bringing in, which is further proof submission and accommodation to Islam is perceived as weakness and gives way to more demands, more conquest, and more attacks for the cause of Islam. Pope Francis continued his immigration crusade this weekend, saying that migrants with them bring the wealth of multiculturalism and multi-ethnic world. Whoa. I remember they told me when I was in Greece last year, two years ago now, I said, oh, yeah, we've got entire migrant camps outside of the city, and they basically rape little boys and rape little girls and have all these horrible diseases, and they're doing all of this crazy stuff right outside of Athens. And the Uber driver looks at me and says, welcome to multiculturalism. Yeah, that's what we've got. We've got a bunch of people out there that are trying to push us to do whatever they want us to do, and that means they don't want us to be free Americans ever again. By the way, the scientists are now discovering that the window to the soul are really the eyes. They're discovering that being with your spouse really does calm you down, and that our pupils reveal stress levels in just 200 milliseconds. I love articles like this. Stress returns to normal far quicker when you're with your partner than alone. Researchers used the pupil diameter as a gauge of a person's stress levels. An infrared camera studied its diameter and found the pupil reacts in 200 milliseconds to an individual's stress levels. Guys, you got to have somebody who's going to be with you. You got to have somebody who's going to support you and love you. I mean, I've been married for 35 years now. I was married once before. I didn't have that for a couple of years. I've been married for 35 years for Sharon now. And I tell you what, it's absolutely amazing when you have a person that's going to support you and accept you for who you are and work with you to try to help you become better as an individual and as a person. That's what we do on this show. I want you to know something. I'm family with you guys. You're part of my group. You're part of my team. You're part of my inner circle. I pray for you every day. Every day. And it's not a joke. I do every day. Pray for you again this morning. I had the privilege and the opportunity to do so. And why? Because I want you guys to know that we care. We really care about you guys. And we really appreciate your support of Health Masters. And we really appreciate the fact that you're part of our family. I love you guys. I appreciate you. We'll be on again tonight with Austin. Austin and I will be on again with Hagman tonight. And you guys are absolutely awesome. Listen to us on Hagman tonight. Love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, if not tonight.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for the continued support and everything you guys do for Health Masters. Also, too, one last news story out in California now. This is crazy as they try to continually push the abortion agenda now. Apparently, they got a bill in California. If they can get the governor to sign off on it, it will be the first in the nation to require public universities to provide medication abortions at their on-campus health care clinics. This is crazy. Senate Bill 24 passed the Senate Health Committee on Wednesday would require student health centers at all universities in California and California State University campuses to offer medical abortions beginning in January 2023. Medical abortions are performed within 70 days of gestation. Doctors often use a combination of two different drugs that cause the uterus to contract. They said up to 97% of women who take both medications have a complete abortion within 2 weeks. The College Student Health Center Sexual and Reproductive Health Preparation Fund would provide $200,000 of taxpayer funding per each public university student health center as established in the bill. You gotta be just, ah, oh, man. California, golly, that state, Hey, I don't even know what to think about that state much anymore. I mean, they're so off the wall. I mean, $200,000 per university health center of taxpayer funding every single year to provide medical pharmaceutical abortions up to 70 days. Boggles my mind, and it's sad. You know, I mean, I had a good customer come in here the other day. He came down, he visited us, and we were talking about this, and, you know, he said it's so sad because we're seeing this now, how this has been nonstop from, you know, all the way back to early biblical times with Genesis 6, all the way through with the Egyptians and the Israelites. Everything has always been about sacrificing children to give those entities what they want. I mean, think about it. It hasn't changed. There's always been a state of presence of sacrificing children throughout the world for as far back as you can go. As sick as it is and as weird as it is to talk about, I don't like bringing it up because it's so weird, but it is what it is. And so we have to continually fight against this. I know Texas, I think, is fighting on some stuff as far as on an abortion block. I think Iowa is working on some stuff. I think South Carolina is. We have to start pushing our representatives to fight back against this, especially when they start pushing this crazy stuff like they did in New York and Virginia with these full-term abortions. Unacceptable to me. We cannot sit back idly by and not stand firm and at least vocalize that we're not going to support this stuff. Thank you guys so much for everything you do for Health Masters. If you want to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, be sure to check it out. Healthmasters.com. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter for free. We send out all kinds of different specials and different protocols and stuff that are going on out there as well. So you stay up to date with all the different things and be sure to check out the different specials we have, including the magnesium brain food. I talked about it in detail yesterday on the show. It's on sale right now for over 15% off. Article yesterday, can't go into detail with it today, I don't have time, but they're showing that high doses of magnesium, essentially magnesium that goes directly to the brain, like the magnesium brain food, theanate, can actually help with tinnitus, ringing of the ears, phantom ringing of the ears. So be sure to check that out and forward that to anybody that is willing to try something natural to try to get rid of that. Seems like it definitely could have some pretty good results with it. So thank you so much for the support. If you need anything, email us, healthmasters.com, or give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. We got the Hagman Show today. I'm not sure exactly how long we're going to be on the show. Hopefully we'll be on there for a while. Got a lot of different stuff to talk about. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support. Stay awake. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.